This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, we are in the middle of a series of morning times with God when we are looking at the Sermon on the Mount, probably the greatest teaching passage that Jesus gave, and it is such a challenge to us. It just gets right in our faces about so many issues. We wouldn't have thought that that's what Jesus would do. He would be gentle and just encouraging, but no, so often Jesus really challenged people's way of living, people's way of thinking, even his own disciples. And we, as his children, as his disciples, we need that challenge as well. And so, as we go through the Sermon on the Mount, keep your heart open to God. Say, Lord, how do I need to change the way I'm approaching life to be more like you, more pleasing to you? We come today to Matthew chapter 5, verses 33 to 37. Jesus says, "Again, you have heard that the ancients were told." And really, for about four or five of our morning devotions, we've seen Jesus going back and quoting one of the Ten Commandments or one of the commandments out of the Old Testament and saying, "But let me tell you, it goes much further than just the action. There's a whole attitude involved that God wants to challenge you about." And now he says, "Again, you have heard that the ancients were told, 'You shall not make false vows, but shall fulfill your vows to the Lord.' But I say to you, make no oath at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by the earth, for it is the footstool of his feet, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Nor shall you make an oath by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. But let your statement be, 'Yes, yes,' or 'No, no.' Anything beyond these is of evil." Well, it would be great if we could make our hair white or black, wouldn't it? No more need for hair coloring for you ladies. But just let your statement be yes or no. Anything beyond these is of evil. The fact is that if you always say what you mean, then you don't need to make vows because people will know that they can trust your word. Let your yes mean yes and your no mean no. We only create so many problems for ourselves when we try to deceive one another, or tell white lies, or exaggerate, or downplay a serious situation. Do you know that if you're always open and honest about your statements and your commitments to people, then you will have a reputation of credibility. And people will know that they can take you at face value. The Lord wants people to have confidence in you because you represent Him. You may think people aren't watching, noticing how you live, but if people know you're a Christian, they're watching very closely. You represent the Lord. What's he saying to you today about your life? Is he calling you to speak with integrity in a certain situation in your life right now? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.